He's a gentleman that we have spoken to many, many times before. He is the urban futures expert at Chapman University, an excellent writer. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Joel Kotkin. Joel, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Welcome aboard. Appreciate it. I read your op-ed piece that appeared in the Los Angeles Daily News over the weekend, and it talked about how I love anything that starts out with a reference to the Roman Republic. It took them five centuries before they devolved into a centralized despotism, and we're heading there a lot quicker, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are, and I think it's I just think our institutions are not proving to be strong enough to overcome a combination of ideology and special interest power. And again, I think this is, as I made clear in the piece, this is not just an issue of, you know, Trump is Caesar. You know, as a student of Latin and the classics myself, I have to say, to talk about Trump as Julius Caesar, I think he's more like Nero or Caligula.
Yeah, and it's not much better for Mrs. Clinton either.
No, I mean, she represents a very different kind of despotism, almost an institutionalized despotism, which President Obama has left an imprint of essentially government by decree, which Mrs. Clinton seems to be willing to follow. And this, I find, really terrifying in both of these candidates, that this idea that you have to go and make a deal with Congress that you both can accept, as opposed to saying, no, well, here's my deal, and if you don't accept it, I'm going to do it anyway. Well, you know, what the hell do we need a constitution for? We might as well, you know, exhume the remains of George III.
Well, I totally agree, and we've been heading down this road for quite a while. Executive orders are, you know, it's a tool in the toolbox, but they have been used for a variety of reasons, some legitimate and some sketchy. And in the current case, we are seeing President Obama, for instance, use executive orders on some fundamental societal changes. I mean, using the levers of executive authority in profound ways. I mean, the most recent example is the Justice Department, the Education Department, threatening to cut off funding and sue any school district in the country that doesn't remake their bathroom laws along the new gender lines. I mean, that, you know, people who want the bathrooms reshaped along gender lines, gender identification lines, might celebrate that here's the government stepping up to the plate for the cause of social justice. But the damage to the Constitution doesn't disturb them, and it disturbs me greatly.
Well, and I think that this has become a major problem. Historically, you know, we worried more about sort of national security and, you know, it's possible, for instance, that some of the things in the Patriot Act or what President Bush did during the Iraq War were verging on unconstitutional. I could see these arguments, but now it's moving into not just economic policy. It's not, I'm going to respond to an emergency by doing this. This is making social policy from the very, very top. And basically, whether it's on immigration or whether it's on the environment, I can essentially impose my values on you with no congressional review at all. And of course, we can see what that future looks like because we live in this loony bin called California. It's a wonderful place, but it's also crazy, where the government is continually, from the executive level, telling us how to live, what we need to do. I think we're going to see more and more of this from both parties.
We're talking with Joel Kotkin. You can follow on Twitter at Joel Kotkin, K-O-T-K-I-N is the Twitter handle. Joel, here's the problem, as I see it. Once you start to make constitutional arguments, you've lost. I mean, I know that sounds like a strange thing to say in a constitutional republic, but Ted Cruz was trying to make constitutional arguments. Now, he wasn't necessarily the most charming messenger, but I think that the public does not vote on abstractions like that. The Constitution is not an abstraction, but it sounds like one to people. There's a Constitution. you know, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? And that's a problem, because if we start chipping away as we have, we're not just chipping away, we're dynamiting at the foundational law. I'll look at marijuana laws, for instance. The federal government just simply said, we're not going to really pay any attention to that. So if California or whatever state wants to legalize recreational marijuana, it's okay, even though the federal law says it's illegal.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, that may be a case where, you know, it should be left to the states, but you should
change the federal law then.
Yes, I agree, and I think, but I think the thing that this is how people are going to react, and I'm writing some stuff about this now. It won't come clear till 2018, when Hillary has been in power for a couple of years, and all the laws and edicts that have come from President Obama begin to actually be implicated. I'll give you a couple of examples. One, disparate impact. The HUD can now go to any community here, let's say in Southern California, and say, you know, you don't have enough, fill in the blanks. You know, maybe you go to Irvine, you got too many Asians, or you're going to go to parts of the San Fernando Valley and say they're too Jewish, or there are too many white people, there are too many rich people. There's no discrimination. I lived in neighborhoods in the valley that were, you know, that were very, very integrated, but you know, the people lived there because they wanted to live there. Now we could conceivably go to every area in Southern California and say, you have to take this kind of housing and have these kinds of people move into your neighborhood, whether you like it or not, or we're going to cut you off. Something I've been looking at that the state of California, and I think the federal government would love to do this too, is they want to put little monitors in your car how much you've traveled. Can you imagine this? That's when people will get angry. They'll get angry when they're what have been sort of ideas of autonomy and privacy begin to be overwhelmed by regulation. The question is, will the reaction be strong enough to counteract the movement? I think there's going to be an enormous grassroots movement against these moves once they begin to become more intrusive and begin to affect your everyday life.
Well, I hope you're right, but some of it has to be done at the granular level, and it has to be done, I believe, with a revolution in education. We stop teaching how the country works. We don't teach civics in most cases. You know, I mentioned before the settlement of these two sex abuse cases, De La Torre Elementary and Telfair Avenue Elementary. The lead sentence in the piece in the LA Times says the Los Angeles School District will pay $88 million to settle sexual abuse cases. And my point is, no, the taxpayers will pay $88 million. And this is we have divorced ourselves from the reality. There is no government money. It's the people's money. But people don't seem to realize that.
Well, I think part of it is that and I can tell you, because I deal with students all the time, they're not taught the basics.
Yes.
They're not taught. Nobody sits down and really learns what the Constitution is. We're so interested in sort of having a politically correct agenda and not understanding, yes, there were terrible things, and most notably slavery, that took place in the late 18th and early 19th centuries, but there were some very good things that came out of it. And there's a structure which allowed for the end of slavery and for women to vote and, you know, for women to have more rights. All these things happened through a process.
Well, again, if that's the problem, is that when you argue the Constitution in 2016, you might as well be arguing, some kind of theoretical abstraction, because it's like that Gary Larson cartoon, what we say to our dogs, what our dogs hear, blah, 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 ginger. Because the thing is, if you have no foundation in the Constitution, then arguments about it fall on deaf ears. Joel, it's a great piece. It's called Battle of Imperial Pretenders, Trump versus Clinton, by Joel Kotkin, and on Twitter, @JoelKotkin. Thanks so much, sir. Always appreciate it.